Right here back with the whole team at Rosie on the House.
Good morning.
Hey, Miss Carol.
How are you guys?
Couldn't be better.
Well, one of the things that we do here at Rosie on the House is make sure that every homeowner has the resources that they need to be a successful homeowner here in Arizona. And one of our favorite things that we hand out is our home maintenance calendar. And as you guys know, my job all this week has been to process and enter over hundreds of calendar requests. And as a part of that, I've gotten to read some really fun comments. Can I read one to you?
Sure.
Alrighty, Miss Katie said, your calendar has saved us many times this year. Recently checked and replaced the water anode and drained it. The anode was completely gone. Would have never even thought these maintenance items without you. House is being painted this weekend and lots of other things that are a must to ensure the value of our home. Wishing you happy holidays to you and yours. Please send me my 2021 calendar.
Oh, that's awesome. And I guess we'd like to say, if you've received calendar by mail,
requested one.
Yeah, we have your address, and you don't have to request a new one. You'll get a new one automatically.
Unless you've moved, we don't know your new address.
Or you want to order a couple for your neighbors.
We'll send multiple. And we've pushed that back. We've had a couple of people, okay, I've signed up, where? Well, we had so many requests we're like, all right, this is going to take us a couple of days to enter all this data into the mailing list. And we don't share it. We don't sell it. You just have to format it into the software that then prints all the labels that goes out through the post office service. So I think we've decided December 18th is our mail date.
Next big date.
If you get... What are we going to guarantee? If you get your request in by the 15th,
it depends on the number.
You'll get it on the 18th.
I'm still getting requests as we speak. I'm going to do my best.
It was funny. She spent all Thanksgiving weekend at our house with her laptop, and she'd say, "Well, I'm fulfilling calendar requests," and she started with 800, and. So I asked her 2 days later, well, what are you down to? She says, well, now we're at 8:15. she had spent 2 days fulfilling orders. They just
data
kept
entry.
In.
Data entry is like making code or writing code sometimes.
And that's all new requests because we have thousands of others. But we sent out an email that prompted this. And Carol would request that you please include your address. People ask for it and forget to tell us their address.
That's important.
That's important.
Because it's a physical calendar.
It is.
Exactly.
We're having a little bit of appliance hangover from our last hour show with Hussar. Honest Appliance Service Sales and Repair. They put an offer out that's only good till the end of this broadcast. And you can call them at 602-814-6504. And they will come out and perform a thorough inspection on up to 5 appliances. Now, this is an ordinary value of $885. They're knocking it down only today to $300. Now, look, folks, it's worth $300 because they're going to pull the refrigerator out and clean all that area behind the refrigerator and under the floor, and they'll always leave the appliance in better shape than when they found it. It's worth the $300 just for that. If, after checking out the 5 appliances, some of them need to be tuned up, that $300 applies to the labor, and then you'll be charged for the parts. That's Hussar. It's the only for Rosie on the House listeners, and it's 602-814-6504, but you must place the phone call before the end of broadcast today. Carol, you were asking me about a refrigerator.
Yes, Miss Tracy wrote in a question that says, my 18-year-old Kenmore bottom freezer refrigerator is freezing items in the fridge. No circulation obstructions. The thermostat set above average or below in both freezer and fridge. Thermostat was just replaced, and I don't want to purchase a new unit. Any advice?
Call Hussar. And I tell you what, we'll get in touch with her, and we'll cover the $300. We'll get that freezer. I thought it was about the water line that was freezing because a lot of these refrigerators that have the filter in the refrigerator that are just cartridges you twist on and off, it seems like when you replace those, many times the water line will freeze up. One of the tricks I've discovered is I just take Jennifer's hot blow dryer or my Milwaukee heat gun and I just aim it at that control panel long enough for the water to start dripping again. And it's just a little freeze block in the water supply line. So you can, if your freezer is suffering from that dilemma, just a little blow dryer can solve the problem and you'll be all done. And when I replace the one at the office, it seems like it freezes up every single time. And I don't know why. I haven't figured that out. But every time I replace the filter, the line freezes. And the water, and the blow dryer and the Milwaukee heat gun takes care of it in just 2 minutes. Boom, it's done. And then once you get that initial plug out, it never plugs again until I change the filter again. So there's my little water supply tip.
And we had a texter as well asking about their dishwasher that doesn't heat any longer. It says the temperature when they open it is the same as what comes out of the faucet,
ooh,
but it used to be really hot. Well, the dishwasher has its own heating element in it, and either the thermostat that controls and regulates the temperature has gone out, or the physical heating element itself has gone out. You can, if you can pull the dishwasher out yourself, that's not an overly hard task if you know what you're doing, or again, that is something that Hussar can come out and replace the heating element, but that's not a sign that you need to replace the whole dishwasher. It's 8 years old. You've got plenty of years left on that dishwasher. We just got to fix the heating element to it. If you'd like to join the conversation, it is our 10 o'clock hour, our open home hour. Open to you, the Arizona homeowner. Anything you want to talk about your home, castle, or cabin?